5 minutes of gentleness break, which is meant to be a little bit of a information about the service work being done by that person in their group, and then something inspirational of sorts. So whoever is next to do the gentleness break, please raise your hand so that I can unmute you. Okay, Jim R.
Hi, welcome back. My name is Jim, and I am speaking to you from the town of Huntington in Long Island, in the state of New York, in the United States. And I want to thank everyone for participating in this day one of our annual business conference. I'm going to do a little timer. Sorry, I started a few seconds late. Yes, service work. It's really kind of funny. I was just sitting here thinking about the service that I've done over the years. I came to this program and my sense of self-esteem was a little on the low side. I knew I had abilities, but I kind of thought, oh, everyone could do that. And it's not always the case. And until you say, hey, let me help, sometimes you don't know what you can do. And you're also, you know, the group is not prospering as much if you don't offer to be of assistance. And I was kind of reflecting on what I've done. On a group level, I've created a spreadsheet that helped track the treasurer's reports and finances. I've created a meeting email address so that we could answer questions from newcomers and keep people informed of announcements. I created a website for the intergroup in New York, which is so long ago, and I kind of forgot. Oh yeah, I've started that, and it's changed and it's morphed. And that's one thing that's really nice about doing service, is that at some point you stand back and you hand it off to someone else and you move on to another project. And what was next for me was working or attending the this annual business conference. It was 4 years ago at this time that I was in Florida. And that really was a springboard for me to participate in the workings of the World Service Organization. And it's been really great. Every step of the way, from chairing a meeting to assembling the delegate binder, I've learned so much about myself and about how I communicate and interact with other people. The service is so valuable for the people that you're serving, but also for yourself, because you learn about yourself and what you have to offer. Moving on from that, we're going to take a trip. We're all going to go outside, not physically, but mentally. So I'd like for you to sit back and get comfortable and close your eyes. And for the next 2 minutes, we're going to be outdoors. And I'd like for you to choose a spot. It may be a beach side on the shore or in a meadow, or on the edge of a forest. And I'd like for you to take off your shoes and feel the earth beneath your feet. It may be a little rough and prickly, but walk around and feel the energy coming from the earth. If you would like, you could stretch out on the ground and let your back get lengthened and feel supported. Feel the sun upon your face. Take a deep breath. Breathe in. Breathe out. In. Out. One more time. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now stand up, sit up and stand up. Stretch. And with a final look around at this sunny vista, prepare to go back indoors to greet your fellow delegates and to return to the meeting. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jim. Okay. We will now move back into our business portion. And a question has been asked if we could recap the votes that of the proposals that have we've previously discussed. I know that Marge has done screenshots, Marge and Miles have done screenshots of what we did. But I believe where we are, and I don't think we're talking about giving you the actual vote count, because I believe we can't get the vote count until after the Zoom session has ended.
Yeah, this is Jim. I just put something on the board. This is my recollection of what's happened so far.
Okay, thank you.
So maybe you could help correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I'd say that is that's my recollection as well. So the preamble is moved to breakout session. The literature for situations of traditions and principles violations breakout session. The boundary resources breakout sessions, and these are not in the order that we actually did them, but in the order number numerically. The daily reparenting reader was passed, and the better labeling of our literature with the dysfunctional families piece. It wasn't actually deferred. It was, I'm not sure what the terminology is, but we didn't entertain it because the board's already taken care of it. So thank you.
Thank Mary Jo, it's Annie.
Yes.
That last one, Proposal 13, is actually declined.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Would you like to count for Proposal 10?
If you have the...
94, 6 against, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, great. Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Okay, then we will move forward to... And a reminder that if you have any questions about top procedures or anything, please send them to the appropriate people in chat. And I am not doing chat. I can't manage that and chair the meeting at the same time. So if you have a question that you've already sent to me, please send it to them, to someone else, either Greg or Cheryl. If it's technology, send it to Sharon and so on. Okay, the next proposal that we will look at is proposal number 9.
Excuse me, Mary Jo, I hate to interrupt, especially with a lawnmower in my background. But people have still Jim R's video, and I see now he just changed it, so thanks.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Okay, proposal 9.
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Marge has asked that when you announce who's speaking, if you could do it a little slower so she can write it down.
Because it's not showing on the screen. Oh,
okay.
Thank you.
Will do. Okay. Thank you. Okay. So, Jim B., whenever you're ready, will you post proposal 9? Thank you. Proposal 9. We propose that WSO publish an ACA beginners meeting handbook, much like a New Hope beginners meeting handbook currently available at www.acahope.com, to provide an introductory ACA program overview that is accessible, digestible, and engaging for newcomers and beginners. Okay. We will start with 10 minutes of discussion. Incidentally, with the raised hands, there are frequently people who have never had a chance to speak before who may be lower on the list. And I would like to ask the fellowship if we are okay with me choosing occasionally someone who might be lower on the list with their hand raised, but who has not had a chance to speak before. And please indicate yes or no in your panel at the bottom whether you are okay with that. Okay, we seem to have a clear majority, a very clear majority of people who are fine with that happening. So I will use it with discretion, but it's always a good idea to hear more voices. And some people are faster on the draw too with raising their hands. So thank you. I'm going to clear that poll or that we had 73-3 on that. Okay. All right. So for this proposal, you can now raise your hand if you wish to speak to this. Miles, give us 10 minutes. And the first one to speak on this is Marsha from Illinois 0237.
I think that Ready, Set, Go takes care of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Marsha. Next, we have Carol from Region 2.
Yes, I wanted to know if this book is out there for sale or if it's being sent around for the membership to critique it to actually be sent to the literature committee, the New Hope ACA Beginners Meeting Handbook I'm referring to, that they referred to in here. I'm unclear as to whether or not we are voting.
We are not approving this particular book. It's only being indicated as an example of what
Then my question is, why don't they just present it to the literature committee once they have finished the draft part of it? Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Next is David from Alabama 0034.
Yeah, this is David. Thank you. And I'd like to see this go to a breakout room and see if it's possible to incorporate this into the of newcomers into boundaries and traditions. And the reason for this, I was involved in another program that had a beginner's meeting, and it covered all of these. They had an agenda item laid out, and it addressed all these issues at one time, just during the meeting. And I found that to be very beneficial. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Julianne from Indiana 0097.
Thank you. I was wondering if this is material that wouldn't be better suited for a service manual. And my group wanted to caution us, are we attempting to control, regiment, or over-specialize ACA? And I'd like to speak specifically to one of the comments, which was asking for more psychological guidelines. We are not therapists, and we already have chapter 16, starting on page 447, that speaks specifically to therapy. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Kathy from California 837.
Hi, thank you. I'm in favor of this. I should say my group is in favor of it. I happen to be in favor of it as well. But my the group said that what they'd like to see is something a little more current than what we have in our newcomer packet right now. More current language, more up to date, and something that's just we handed out with the newcomer chip. And I did take a look at the New Hope, and I really like the take on it. I really like the feeling I get when I've read parts of that. And I realize that's not the book, but I see the direction. You know, I think that that it's headed, and I really like it. And so did my group. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Liz from Intergroup 44.
I am Liz from Connecticut. Can you hear me?
I can't hear you very well, Liz.
No, you can't. All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sorry. My question is just, is this redundant in what's already being written as what was nicknamed the Little Red Book? Mm-hmm. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Justine from Intergroup 599.
Hi. This is, I just started a newcomer meeting, and asked Lewis's blessing, because he's the person from that meeting that I know, to use this in that meeting. It was very well received. I got a lot of positive feedback on the structure of it and the questions that were in the first section. I don't think that this is, because it's a more of a meeting handbook, as opposed to here's this book for you to get started. It's different from the getting started. And I think also it is different from Ready, Set, Go. So my inner group voted in favor of this, but personally, having had a tiny bit of experience with it, I like the work that was done and support it fully. Thanks.
Thank you. Miles, was that for us?
No, that was for her. I was on mute. I just unmuted and it spoke at the same time.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Next is Jolanda from NL0005. NL. If you're speaking, Jolanda, we can't hear you. You're unmuted, but we can't hear you. Okay. All right. We'll have to move on to the next person. And let's go to actually Lewis in at Florida 0302.
Hi, thank you. And yeah, I'm one of the people that was involved with submitting this proposal and one of the authors of the beginner's manual, beginner's handbook that we're suggesting that this be modeled after. And we do see it. I'm also on the working group that's developing that little big red book with the Getting Started book and leading the reparenting chapter writing on that one. So we do see this as different, and we did start a beginner's group to actually develop this along the way, working with actual beginners to sort of get a reaction of what that's like. There's a group of four of us that put this model beginner's group handbook together. A pretty diverse group of people with a lot of different backgrounds, different perspectives on the program. But really what we're suggesting is using something like this as a starting place to then take to the literature committee and have the literature committee then revise, further develop, and take to fellowship, a larger fellowship review. So we do see this as different than... Thanks, Miles. We see this as different than the Ready, Set, Go in a number of different ways. And then, as was stated before, different than the Getting Started book that's already in development. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Christopher from Intergroup 651.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, I personally am in support of this proposal. I had some feedback from intergroup members saying that the Ready, Set, Go meeting, the materials can be done as a beginner's meeting. And they have apparently worked through those materials. They like the materials that are proposed here, but they feel that they like the materials already coming out, and they feel that they're sufficient, or this proposed material is confusing, and I'm wondering why this material can't just be incorporated at some point in the future into Ready, Set, Go, rather than having two different beginners, you know, plans. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Pardon me?
1.5 minutes left.
Okay. Yolanda, you want to try it again? Yolanda? It's not working. Okay. All right, let's go to Scott from Texas 131.
Hi. I'm sort of not in favor of this. I just think the most important factor to new arrivals to ACA is the human connection, not the literary one. And the unique voices that come from each fellow traveler that are a little further ahead in the program. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is somehow I got somebody out of order. Tony from Illinois 193.
Hi, I'm Tony. I'm a adult child and doing Ready, Set, Go and developing it over the last 9 years. And having that in action while it was being developed has been very helpful. I think all newcomers need as much as they could get. I like the idea of this booklet, handbook kind of idea, because I feel newcomers can have different perspectives, and perhaps this new booklet would be something that would be extremely helpful. Thank you.
And time. Okay, I'm going to make an executive decision and do one more because I wasted some time trying to get somebody on the line. Okay, and that is Christy from Texas 119.
Yay! Well, I just think that Tony A. Spoke to me. I mean, I heard him say how sad he was when people would come and go and he would miss them and he would never see them again. And I just bet you if we had something like this, if he had something like this, he might not have been so sad about it. And it also affects me too, because through the years in my group, I have our phone list has a couple of hundred people on it, and we have 10 people at a meeting and 10 at another and 5, and it's just like, why don't they come back? And I just think anything that we can do to get those little inner kids to be willing to stay is worth a shot. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you. Okay, our discussion is over. And what we will do now is the poll to see where people sit with this proposal. That is on there. We have a minute to vote. Okay, the poll is closed. We have 97 voted, which is past above our quorum. And we have 64% that have voted in favor of this proposal to be make it into a motion, which is our threshold is 60%. So what I would like to do now is I'm going to clear the screen, clear the votes, or the hands. I'm going to ask someone to make a motion that WSO publish an ACA beginner meeting handbook, much like a New Hope beginners meeting handbook, etc. I won't read the whole thing, as proposed by Florida 0302. And the first person who had their hand raised is Kathleen S. from California 1312. I'm going to clear it again, and now I will ask for a second on that. And the second is from Justine from Intergroup 599. Okay, so we have a motion and we have a second. And now we will have 10 minutes of debate if we need it. Okay. All right, the first person to speak, and remember, if someone has made your point already, you can lower your hand so that you don't do it again. Okay, first person is Petra from Spain, ESP0002.
Yes, hi, thank you. I just want to second on to what was said before about the human aspect being so important when people first come to the meetings, also the support of a fellow traveler or a group. So I love the idea of creating something. What I don't like is that is another piece of literature that could potentially, with the big red book being so big and the workbook, be quite overwhelming for people. So I suggest that something like this is offered in terms of a workshop, like a new members workshop at a meeting that someone could take, or you know, something that is actually where there is an interaction. And I see a lot that people come to the meeting and they buy the yellow book, and then they disappear and they never come again. And we hear of those people who try to do it on their own and it doesn't work.
Thank you. Time's up. Okay. All right. Next we have, took the hand down, and it's Dahlia from Israel, ISR0007.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, I want to say talk for this proposal and also to say my impression from how it's different from Ready, Set, Go, which I love. I love the book. Ready, Set, Go is more about the steps. And this one is about the basic concepts. It seems to me before, actually, even Ready, Set, Go, not that it matters, And also I want to make a point about the different stages of recovery before you actually get to the steps. And this is more towards the first step of recovery, actually getting to know this way of life and maybe even before starting the steps. So that's my input. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Stacy from Virginia 115.
Thank you, Mary Jo. I just wanted to say that our group currently uses the attending a meeting paragraph out of the Big Red Book for anyone who walks through the door to give that to them a few minutes before the meeting starts, just something for them to read over to begin to orient them, acquaint them with the program. And then we offer a time after the meeting to meet with newcomers to go over literature, if there's any questions they have about things that happened during the meeting or anything like that. And there's a quote in the Big Red Book that says that ACA is for people who want it, not for people who need it. We do already have a plethora of literary resources that are available. And there's so many other things that we have here that we're thinking about working on literature-wise. We need to stay focused and not reinvent the wheel. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Kathleen from California 1312.
Hi, everybody. You know, one of the things that we might consider, and this is the kind of a general thought, is using the online forums to have meeting, you know, personal sharing and so forth, sort of like a comline, but more open to bring in people from all over the world, especially now that we have so many, with a brief share, so that we have the input on a lot of these literature topics, so they don't bog down. There could be, you know, a vetted forum where people could share and have a sense of participation and interaction that way. I hear in our group, especially, people really want to feel like they really are, you know, actively engaged. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Larry from Intergroup 584 from California.
Hi, everybody. I'm Larry. I'm for this proposal, but I just wanted to add that in our meetings, couple of the meetings that we have in our area, if we have newcomers or a newcomer, we ask a member to share for up to 2 minutes their experience that they had when they were a newcomer to welcome them into our meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Rick from DC009.
Yes, hi. I'm not opposed to this, but I'm wondering, there's a number of proposals that I think it's come up that maybe they could be added to or combined or merged with other proposals. And I'm wondering if breakout groups could consider authorizing the board to do that with this or some other proposals to cut down on the production of materials and resources. Another option would be just have an online document that you know, is available on the website only.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next is Dick from Iowa 029. Okay. I don't know what's happening there. Okay, I'm gonna go with another person, someone we haven't heard from before, who is Stephen from Intergroup 630 in California. At least I don't think we have.
No, this is my first time sharing. Thank you for unmuting me. Yeah, this is Stephen from SoCalACA.org. And I go to a lot of meetings. We have almost 50 meetings in the area, and I'm noticing that the meetings that do better with newcomers are also the ones who don't have any problems filling out service positions. And I think beyond a new pamphlet or addition or anything, there's something going on in the psychology of the members in LA where it's like, okay, time's up, we're out the door. And instead of staying around and nurturing the newcomers or feel invited. And so I think it's more of a psychology as opposed to literature. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Is that 10 minutes?
No, that's just 10 seconds.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You have 2.5 minutes.
Thank you. Next is Julianne from Indiana 0097.
Thank you. My group acknowledges that while being new is scary, the amount of literature being proposed this year is pretty steep. What we would rather see is, instead of new literature being introduced, we would like to see the contradictory and exclusionary wording in the Big Red Book edited and modified, rather than plowing through with new literature and ignoring the basic literature that we already have, which has inherent problems in it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Guy from Rhode Island 0014. Okay.
Okay, there I am. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry. I had trouble unmuting. So my perception is that there's a lot of information for newcomers to digest as they come into the rooms, and we lose many of them rather quickly. And so I think having something concise and easy to communicate with, I do believe that the people-to-people touch is more important than a literature-to-person touch, but I think it's very helpful to have a literature touch to send them away with, because quite often the person is so overwhelmed the first time they come into the rooms, they don't even remember what was said, or and so having something to take home with them, I think, is helpful. And that's it for me. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is Jan from Wisconsin, 0147.
Hi, everybody. I'm intrigued by this proposal, but I have a couple questions. I don't know how common newcomer meetings are. I go to a clubhouse that has 12 ACA meetings, and none of them are newcomer meetings. I could see how a publication like this would be really helpful for a newcomer meeting. However, I don't know how common they are. And my second point is, is this also viewed as a text that a newcomer would just study on their own? That's the end of my comments.
Okay, thank you. Hi, Mary Jo. This is Jim. Can I read Yolanda's comments that she couldn't get in?
Yes.
So this is from Yolanda. She wanted a point her share was to watch out for a BRB light version, and that it is for those who wanted, in addition to the point of comments in the proposal, she was looking at the third point here, ACOA is not easy. The level of commitment and effort required to gain recovery is the issue, and a newcomer's booklet will not change that. I hope I read the correct comment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Time's up.
All right. Thank you, Miles. Okay. Now we will do the poll to see where everybody stands on. We already have a.
Yes, for the motion now.
Now we're voting on the motion. Thank you. All right. Let's vote on the motion. How many are in favor of this motion, against, or abstain? I'm losing track. 5 seconds. Okay, the poll is closed. We need 60% in order to pass the motion. We have 64%. In favor of the motion, 29% against, and 7% abstained. We now will allow 2 minutes for the minority to speak to this motion if they choose to. Okay. And all right, we have Julianne. Go for it, please.
Okay. Our question for the delegates is the secret in the room that the Big Red Book is ineffective? The AA Big Book is dated, and there is absolute resistance to changing anything in the Big Red Book. New stories come out occasionally, but the first 164 pages are sacred. Is the need for new literature a cover for not wanting to look at previous literature that ACA has already produced that has information that no longer serves us as well as we would like it to? Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Heather from California 1292.
Hi, I just wanted to restate what I heard earlier, and they already have something created. Why recreate it? And it was suggested just to take it to the literature committee as is. So again, we have a lot of new literature. I've heard it over and over. It's my experience as well. Reach out to the newcomer, talk to them, go drink tea after the meeting, go for a walk. That interaction is much more powerful than handing them a pamphlet. We already have a newcomer pamphlet and they've already found the meeting. And so this is a self-discovery program and we learn from each other, and that interaction is way more important. And I think people keep thinking if we say it differently, it's an experience and it takes time. The disease took over 18 years to be created. It takes more than one meeting to be cured. Thanks.
Thank you. Miles, do we have time?
21 seconds.
Okay, next is Maybrit from Denmark.
Hi, I just want to say that, to reiterate what the other people said, I don't want to repeat that, but I want to say that we have good experiences in the human contact and having a meet and greet in our meeting, so that when a newcomer comes, we actually set aside time after the meeting to talk to that person, and we designate a woman or a man who, you know, so that they can speak to the newcomer. And I think that that's the way to go about it. To write more is just confusing an already confused person when they come into the meeting. I pass.
Thank you. Time for one more. Done.
Time.
Okay, thank you. All right. I will now ask if anyone who voted yes would like to change their vote to no. If we get below 60% of the yes votes, then this motion will be off the table. Is there anyone who voted yes who would like to change their vote to no? Okay. We have at least two people who have said that. So we will now re-vote on the motion. Okay. Jim, if you will clear the results and post the motion again.
Yes, coming soon. I am okay. Typing.
Okay. All right. This does not preclude anybody who said no to now say yes, or abstain to say yes or no. You can change, anybody can change their vote to whatever they feel at this point.
All right, if everything went well, the magic will unfold. And voila.
Okay, time is up. The vote has changed. The motion fails. We now have 46% who said yes, 49% who said no, and 5% that abstained. So this motion fails, and we now take it off the table. Okay. Thank you for your participation, and we move on. Okay.
Can I raise a point of order directly, Mary Jo?
Yes.
What percentage would it have had to happen to go to a breakout room? I don't know. I don't understand the decision for when it goes to a breakout room versus not.
That would have been before the motion was written. Back in the beginning, when we took the first poll to see if people were ready to pass it as is, decline it, or send it to breakout automatically. But we had a clear majority at that point to have a motion. So it doesn't go to breakout anymore.
Okay, not that it makes sense, but I guess I have to accept it.
Yeah. Okay, then we will move on to our last proposal, which is proposal number 4, Okay, proposal number four. We propose that the ACA copyright release form be revised to include a second option so ACAWSO can be granted permission, excuse me, by anonymous authors or groups to reuse or excerpt their already copyrighted or published materials. Okay, we will, first of all, WSO posted the a draft of a new copyright release form on Slack, and so we will have 10 minutes of discussion to start out with on this proposal. So please raise your hand if you wish to speak, and we'll start with Kathleen from CA1312.
Hi, we are the ones that proposed this, and it's the material that Charlie posted that will be the modified version of this is completely acceptable to our group. The purpose of it is to, I know there were some questions about were these, you know, anonymous authors or groups going to put in stuff that was professionally done. That isn't the case. The Tradition 8 says that in order to do anonymous materials for 12-step programs, you have to eschew being a professional. It's a little complicated, but there was a lot of dysfunction back in the early days that has now cleared up on the board, thank God. And now what we're trying to do is just make it possible for this material to get into the currency where it actually was developed at ACA initially. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is David from FL134.
Yeah, the proposal from the resubmitted agreement from the Literature Committee, it covers this very well. That does allow this type. It's much clearer than this proposal is. So that's what we would really hope to be focused on is that one. It's quite clear. We don't need to clutter it up. I think this is what is written is fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Carol from Region 2.
Yes, this is Carol. Basically, I was going to say what David did. We do have to have attorneys involved in this, and so this is going to cost us money, but that's better than getting sued later. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Next is Kathy from CA837.
Hi, thank you. I have been looking at a conversation regarding this proposal for several days. And I have to say, I'm just very confused at this point. I know that, you know, there has been a reference to something that was put out by someone from the board or Charlie, or I'm not sure. And I took a look at that. And then there was something else posted, and then that came down. I'm. You can hear from my voice. I'm fairly frustrated, in terms of, you know, what this actually means now. Because I'm familiar with contracts and so forth, and enough to care and really read things.
10 seconds.
I just am lost at this point. Thank you,
Mary Jo. Point of information. Would you please recognize Charlie?
Yes, I just got a note from him. Thank you. Okay, Charlie, go ahead. You're unable to raise your hand, I guess.
Yeah, thanks very much. This is as much as anything to sort of just do a quick explain what this issue is about. We, right now, WSO has, we're doing a lot of reviewing of our copyright forms, but right now, if you want to give something, even to Comline, you basically not only let us use it, but you give up any right to use it yourself ever, ever, and ever again. And some people find that intimidating and restrictive, and it probably exceeds what WSO needs. So similarly, some people have done local workshops and they'd say, we think this might really fit well in a book you're working on, but I don't want to give it to you if I can't use it again in my workshop. And so what Proposal 4 does, and we are still, as Carol and David said, we're still in the process of developing something very similar. It creates a second option, which instead of my saying, I am completely surrendering my right ever to use this document again, I'm willing to let it, I'm willing to offer it to WSO to use without any restriction, without any money to me, but I still want to have the right to use it down the road. And I believe in our version, we ask that people say that this has since been printed in WSO. So it's basically a way of letting WSO use something without restriction, without surrendering any personal rights to something you've already created. And our thinking is, we may or may not always use whatever is offered to us, but it just makes it less of a kind of lifetime choice that people have to make when they give us the right to use literature or use their material. Does that explain it to you, Kathy?
A little bit. I heard you refer to something that was submitted in answer to this, I believe, but I'm not sure whose is what, whose version is the version we're talking about, and if that replaces this proposal, I'm not quite sure where we're at.
Okay, well, and that's the other piece I wanted to talk about, is that right now, again, a lot of our world got tied up in the coronavirus. We were hoping to have 100% finished alternative, sort of like we did with the earlier thing about book designs. For the ABC, we just are about a month or two away. We need to sort of take a proposal that I think the sponsors here say is consistent with the spirit of their measure. We just need to run it through a lawyer, get the last wording done, but we're probably about 2 months away from actually creating our version that we believe would address what this proposal is trying to do. We don't oppose it. We're just on our own time track.
Okay. So that, I think, helps. Similar to another proposal that we dealt with today, we just sort of tabled it, I think, because it was already being addressed by the board. And I mean,
I'm sorry, I'll just do one more time because I just wanted to give people background to this. An alternative would be a motion to, you know, authorize or ask WSO to develop a form that achieves this. In other words, doesn't lock it into specific wording, that kind of thing.
Great. I mean, I'm probably out of order, but I would so move.
Okay. So anyway, thank you. I will mute myself. Thanks so much, Marja.
Thank you. Charlie is the chair of the literature committee, for those who don't know. I don't know where we stand on timing, Miles. I'm going to give a couple other people a chance to speak.
3 minutes.
Let's start with Jim from WEB0120.
Hi, this is Jim. Okay. It seems to me that it's really kind of sorted out, and my concern is how do we get out of this without having to go into a breakout room? And I'm thinking that if everyone votes no on this proposal, then the break room is not going to be enforced. But if we do, you know, yes, with some changes, and there's going to be a whole big conversation in a breakout room, which cannot lead anywhere. Thanks.
Okay. All right, Christine from Connecticut, 112.
Thanks. One of the things that we're working on in this form is not only to permit someone who contributes something for publication by WSO to retain their original copyright, but it also requires that if that person has published something with a third party, that they must give a release. So part of the idea is that WSO would be protected by receiving a release from any third party publisher who had published a piece that then someone wished to contribute for WSO publication. So I just wanted to kind of add that piece in to the discussion. Thanks.
Okay.
1 minute.
Okay. Let's go with Robert from FL173. Robert.
Okay, sorry, I was muted. Yeah, so there's two things I'm hearing is one is the intent for the WSO to be able to use material without the author giving up that material and the ownership, and also the protecting the WSO from material that comes from an author who might have given it to a third party. I think those two intents, I think, is moving forward on those. I think my group would be in favor of that. Now, the thing is what I hear also, Charlie's saying is that we haven't gotten the T's and C's actually down, but if that's the intent, then I think moving towards that is really, don't need to wait a year to get this done. I'd be in favor of the motion being that if that's the intent that we move to that, because I think the way it's written right now, it's kind of a little bit here, a little bit there. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Time's up. Okay. All right. So what I'm hearing based on the fact, and Charlie, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but based on the draft copyright form that's been given by the board, that a more appropriate motion here might be that we make a motion to approve a copyright release form in keeping with the draft form that's already been presented. Nope, you want to give us a motion? You're shaking your head.
This was basically, I think there's been enough discussion to know that everybody's on the same page. As Robert put it well, the intent is aligned on both sides. I think what I would do is encourage a simple motion to just refer this issue to the board to, you know, come back with an actual hard and fast proposal. I believe we'll be done with this in 2 to 3 months to achieve the broad goals here. I don't know how to write that, but I'm just thinking, this is one I think that's worthy of referring to the board if people, particularly if the sponsors of the proposal, trust that we're essentially on the same page. The one reason I don't want it to go to a breakout room either is unless we can get a copyright lawyer in the breakout room, there's just no way we're gonna be able to finalize something here. There's just a level of professional expertise we need to seek in our normal board duties. So I would encourage people to just, you know, say, refer this to the board to come up with a final document.
All right.
Or, you know, that would be my approach.
I think we're better off having a more specific okay. motion than referring it to the board. Annie, I'm going to call on you. see if you're seeing.
I was just sitting back waiting. Okay, this will be real simple.
Okay.
You have a proposal that is on the table that everyone has discussed, and there are thoughts on what people would like to see happen. However, you have to vote on the proposal first. You're giving everyone three options. Yes, no, bring it out to breakout.
Okay.
If I read your modified motion flowchart properly, in the breakout session, someone can then go ahead and either refer it back to a committee. They can bring out something very small and specific, like revisit this after the initial copyright release form has been presented, something like that. So right now, you have to actually take a poll.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Okay, so we will do the poll And please vote.
Yeah, this is Jim. If there's anyone who's having trouble voting, not getting their vote registered, they should send their vote via chat. Who would you want that to go to, Mary Jo?
You. If that's okay.
Sure. I'm the secretary. I will take any votes from chat and I will give Mary Jo the total.
All right.
Jim, I'm seeing people also raising their hands.
Right now, it's not the time for hand raising, so I'm going to clear those. Yeah, thank you.
The only thing I can say is they're trying to jump the queue for the next discussion.
Yeah, okay. Okay, the poll is closed. All right. We do not at this point have a clear majority on any of the three choices. So, given that, are we willing to, I'm going to ask for a yes or no indication on the bottom of the participant panel. Are we willing to send it to small group for discussion so that a perhaps a more appropriate motion can be created that will be more acceptable? By the way, while you're doing that, for the record, and even though we'll get the printout of this, we had 35% in favor of the motion, I'm sorry, the proposal, the way it was, 20% who said they did not want to support the motion, and 40 proposal. I think I need a break. 45% and 45% who wanted to send it to small group. And now we're asking everyone, are we willing to send it to small group? And if not, it's dead in the water.
I think it's time to get the calculator out.
Yes. So in other words, if we don't get 60% yes on this, then we will not entertain this copyright motion at all. Okay. All right. The response is 47 yes, I'm sorry, 45 yes, 47 no. Now, this does not mean that the board will discontinue working on a new copyright form, because I presume they will, based on the discussion already had. It just means that at this ABC, we will not take a vote, a formal motion vote on it, and we will not discuss it in small group. Okay. All right. That concludes the proposals. We have now, what do we have? Three or four going into small group. Do you have that recap again now, Jim? I know I'm asking you to put it up there real quickly.
Mary Jo, this is Sharon. I've got three. I've got one for the preamble, two for boundaries, and three, and the third one is tradition.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay. So that means we have three breakout groups that people can choose to go to. And Jim is...
Do I have the numbers correctly here? This was just a different order. Is breakout one the preamble, breakout two additional boundaries, and breakout three the traditions?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. All right. So, okay. Let me look at the agenda a second. We actually are very close to being on schedule, which is wonderful. Okay, we, Sharon, do you want to wait till we finish up the rest of the close of the day before we do the breakouts, or do you want to do that now, Sharon and Jim?
I have to create the rooms. So I would rather, don't we have a break coming up?
No. Oh. We took our break.
Yeah, I was looking at the wrong mic. I was looking at my local clock, sorry. I need to finish creating the rooms, and then I can only put, I think, 40 in a room or 38, something like that. Okay. But I think the math works. But I'm creating them now, and I'll let you know when they're created.
Okay, thank you. Okay, in the breakout rooms, there will be some guidelines given for how they will be operated. And let's see. If somebody has a point of order, please send it to Greg or Cheryl. Thank you. Okay, so the breakout rooms will be a sense of order in those breakout rooms, hands raised and so on, and that will become clear when you go in there. And when we're ready to go, what I will do is I'll start with breakout room one and ask whoever wants to discuss the preamble, you will raise your hand. Don't do that now. And then breakout room two, raise your hand. Breakout room three, raise your hand. Okay, so
Yes.
What?
I just want to ask people that they make sure they know exactly which one they want to go in, mm-hmm. Because and to not raise their hands for multiple breakout rooms, because it just takes more time to put it in there, and then it won't work in the system anyway. So breakout room one is preamble, two is boundaries, three is traditions. And so I just ask that people, if they raise their hand for a certain breakout room when it's called, to leave that hand up. Until I acknowledge that they were assigned to that breakout room. And then if someone else on the hosting side would lower a hand once I acknowledge that they have been, that person has been put into the room.
Thank you. I also want to remind people that you can submit floor motions, and those have to be submitted by, I believe it's 6 p.m. Eastern U.S. time, in writing to the secretary at that secretary email, secretary@adultchildren.org. Please be sure that your motion is succinct and that it also includes information about why it might be time sensitive, so that we can determine which floor motions, if any, we will entertain tomorrow afternoon. Okay. All right. Are there any points of order that either Greg or Cheryl have received that you would like to mention? Okay.
Mary Jo, I sent you a note on the one point of information, and nobody's really raises a point of information, and there's some discussion on Slack about 6 and 8 in the breakout and an apparent linkage to some people, but not everyone is on board with that, I think.
I don't understand what you mean by that. Say that again.
It was brought up in the discussion of, I think it was 8, or no, it was 6, that 8 and 6 are linked. And so there's been some discussion in the background about, do we want to combine the breakouts for those two? But that's a handful of people are all that have suggested that. But I think it is a point of information to the groups that was suggested.
Okay. For our purposes, there will be no combination of any two proposals at this point, because that would be incredibly complicated determining how many people would want to combine them and how many people wouldn't. So we will address them each individually. Okay. All right. At the end of the discussion, when the breakout rooms are done, we will come back to the main room and say the serenity prayer. But in case people do not stay on for the full breakout session, or people choose not to actually go to a breakout session, we will say the serenity prayer after we have, we'll say it now, and then we'll start figuring out the breakout rooms. Okay, so let's say traditional serenity prayer about things for our close today. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay. All right.
Mary Jo?
Yes?
In the spirit of the courage to change the things I can, would you grant us a 5-minute biology break before we go into a breakout room?
Yes, please.
Yes, please. All right. So done. 5 minutes. Miles, set the clock.
Thank you.
Okay.
Set. 1 minute.
How you doing, Miles?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm good. I'm good. The blueberries are starting to call my name.
You got to spell your name.
No, I said the blueberry muffins are starting to call my name.
Oh, okay. Well, there's water out front of me here that's calling my name, too.
Oh, let me see. Nice.
Called the Bay of Quinte.
What is it? The
Bay of Quinte, Quinte.
Nice.
And that's the hospital building you seen there with the big empty parking lot.
Yep, I get that.
Monastery you're talking? Oh, you're talking to Annie.
Yeah. Jesus. All right, break's over.
Right. I would like now for Sharon, as soon as people have indicated the breakout room they want to go to, like for instance, okay, I'm going to ask for those who want to go to breakout room one to discuss the preamble, as soon as you're done putting them in that segment, do you then put them in that breakout room before we go to the second breakout room?
No, I can only enable them all at one time.
Okay, all right. All right, so anyone who is interested in going into the first breakout room to discuss the preamble, please raise your hand.
Is it, Mary Jo, we are doing 50-minute, right?
Yes.
50-minute breakout rooms, and then I will...
At 5:15 Eastern U.S. time,
okay.
The
number of minutes. Okay. So, the way I need for this to work, for on my end, is that I can go through and I will check off the hands as they're raised. Okay. I'll do that. But when I call the name, I need another host to lower that person's name when I call it.
Okay.
Okay, and you guys may hear me say, I've got, and I apologize for acting like I'm trying to own everyone, but I'm not. I'm just, my brain is only functioning one way right now. Okay, so, all right, I'm going to begin to add. I've, for breakout room number one, this is the preamble.
Okay, do you have to set the amount of time first?
I already have, and the time will not start until everybody gets in there. So I'm trying to do it as quickly as possible.
Okay.
All right, so I am at into breakout room one, preamble. Okay, I have got Carol C. from region two. I have Petra. I've got Alabama David B. I've got, I think it's New Zealand, Yolanda. I think that's New Zealand. I apologize if I have that wrong. I've got, let's see, Wisconsin, Jan R. I have Maine, Joni S. New Jersey, Ellis. IG Justine, Florida Kathy, California Stephen B, Texas Christy E, IG Marcus, DC Tara, IG Josh, IG California Renee, Sweden Maria, California Tamara R, IG Christopher, IG Canada Bernadette, Florida Jeannie, New York Jeff, Indiana Suzette, IG Marion, Texas Christy K, and then Karen, yours is set. I've got Karen, but it's her name had reset, so the name's wrong. So anyway, Karen, so that's in there, so that hand can go down. Okay, so that is breakout room one. Next is breakout room two on boundaries. Please do not raise your hand if you raised it for the first one. So breakout room two on boundaries. I have Marilyn Benjamin, California Mary S, Israel Dahlia, Florida Robert, IG Liz, Connecticut, IG Tamara, California Heather, Belgium Anita, Canada Adelina, Web Lori, Web Jen Mar, IG Sarah. California Kathleen. IG Larry. California Helen. Florida Jim. Finland Sano. Sweden Alexandra. Okay, that's all for breakout room two. Breakout room three on the traditions. Please do not raise your hand if you raised hand previously. Okay, I've got telephone Kelly. Indiana Julianne. California Nancy. IG Ann. IG Ariana. Montana Greg. Ohio Kathy. Colorado Andy. IG Stephen. Maryland Brad. IG Jeff. Canada Sue. California Kathy. Webb Carolla. Denmark Mickle. Pennsylvania Aaron. Illinois Tony. Texas Scott. Florida Evan. Illinois Rosemary. California Zoe. IG Sweden Sophia. I've got Guy that it renamed the thing, but anyway, I've got Guy is in there. Galore is in. New York, Lisa B. New York, Vera. And are all of the, so I've got the one for the traditions. Now I need to double check that, I need to look and make sure that, okay, so that's there. Okay, so I'm ready to send those people, and then anyone left that I'm sorry, somebody asking a question?
I've been asked that we restate sort of ground rules for the breakout rooms.
Okay, there was a slide that had guidelines. Are we able to project those?
And do we have a board member in each of the breakout rooms?
I am, that's what I'm double checking now. I just need to know which one to put okay, so I've got a request on one of them, let me see.
Yeah, Sharon, this is Jim. Was there a slide from the, technology from this morning that you wanted to show or something
else? There's something, delegate training had a guideline one that Aaron had sent.
Okay. Yeah, if you have that, Aaron, and send it to me on Slack or email, I could share it.
Okay, Charlie, I took care of yours into preamble number one. And then let me check breakout room number two. No, I do not have anyone from the board on breakout room number two for boundaries. Oh, yes, I do. Wait a minute. Yes, I do, Jim B. Okay, sorry. And then Trish, and sorry, this list looks a little bit different than.
Yeah, sorry, Sharon. I'm not actually in that room. That's my that's the observer channel that's going to go in there.
Oh, okay.
I Sharon, this is Charlie. I can do room two. I think we already have Carol in room one.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I need to remove you from room one. Okay, so that takes care of one and two, and let me check three. Yes, I've got Aaron and three, so I've got one in each. Okay, so all right, are we the guidelines? Were you, Jim, able to find the one that we used during delegate orientation yesterday, the slide that Aaron had developed?
It's coming up right now.
Thank you. My Brit has her hand raised. I'm going to unmute my Brit. My Brit, you have a question?
I already tried to unmute her and it wasn't working.
Oh,
there we go.
Can you hear me? Mm-hmm. No, I just wanted to offer myself up as one of the last service things that I'm doing as a board member to one of the rooms.
Would you like to focus on a preamble, boundaries, or a traditions?
It doesn't matter where I'm put. I'd like room two.
Okay. Possibly. I can do that. Thank you, Barbara. As soon as I can.
Okay. So let's just recap these breakout session suggestions that the groups choose a facilitator, recording secretary, and timekeeper. Limit speaking to 2 minutes or less, maybe. Allow everyone to share before speaking a second time. Refrain from repeating what another delegate has said to allow for more ideas to be shared. The group will receive a 10-minute, 5-minute, 1-minute notice before being returned to the main conference by the webmaster. And your hopeful goal is to come away with a motion that can be presented tomorrow afternoon to the delegates. Okay.
Mayor Joe, may I just add one phrase, that last thing, or identify that you can't come up with a compromise. You know, in other words, the goal is to seek and ideally find a compromise that everybody can form consensus around. But if you can't, just come back and report that tomorrow.
Great, thank you. And that will, those proposals or not, will be entertained right after lunch tomorrow. Meal break, that is.
Oh, okay, and also I sent a link to chat to everyone. It's on the ABC resource page, but I copied the link in the chat. It's how to participate in breakout rooms, just in case anyone, you know, wants to, you know, look on that. Okay, so are we ready for me to open the breakout rooms?
Let the floodgates open.
All right, thank you all for your service, and I'm going to zoom you into breakout rooms.
Thank you.
Cool, way to go, Sharon.
Yay.
Breaking us out.
And is it working?
Yes, it is. This is so cool.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I lost my, something else popped up on my screen. I lost my participant. And so, okay, so observers, they've gone into breakout room two, so they're listening to a talk on boundaries. Is that true? And is there anyone in the room now that wanted to be assigned to a room that I forgot to assign you to? So if you want to, you can raise your hand and I can unmute you and put you in a room if you'd like.
And that's yes, Sharon. Thanks for getting the taking care of the observers and getting them into a discussion. At least they can listen to a discussion.
Thanks. Okay, Brett from Florida. I'm going to try to unmute you, and please go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to go into the traditions, number three.
The traditions. Okay, I can do that. Let me see. From Florida, assigned to traditions three. There you go, Brett.
Hey, I can do the unmuting for you.
Thank you. Joe S. Florida.
Oh, working.
Yes, I would like to go into the tradition one also, but I'm on a phone, so it's a little hard to get into the breakout room from the phone, but I'll try.
Well, what happens is I have to assign you to one, and then it should automatically take you there, your Zoom app.
Okay.
So we're going to try it. Okay, so assign, you wanted traditions, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, traditions. Thank you. Okay, so I've got that one. Are there any others? Okay, I'm seeing, there she goes. All right.
Okay.
Anyone else before they get started in their group? Last call for breakout sessions. We don't want to disrupt the group process.
Okay. All right. We're the rest of us are on break. Oh, there's Neil wants to go in one. Hey, Neil.
Hey, guys. I didn't want to go on one. I just wanted to tell you guys what an amazing job you guys have all done today. I am completely just like in awe of how smoothly this thing really went and how proficient and professional you guys really actually seem to pull it off. So even though there might be some craziness that none of us can see, you guys are stars, rock stars today. Thanks.
Thanks, Neil. That's very kind of you.
Yeah. We're going on the road after this. When we can.
The Zoom God is going on break after this.
You won't need a very big vehicle.
Thank you. Okay.
Two and a half minutes.
Yes, thanks, Miles.
Hey, Miles, how much more time we got?
A minute and a half.
Ah, close. All right.
Thanks. You stay awake that long?
I think so.
How are you, Greg?
I'm doing all right. Learning a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yep.
I'm enjoying it, too. We're sorry it hasn't worked out. We've been able to get together yet, but we'll just leave the invitation open.
Sounds good.
It does. Yeah.
Okay, I'm broadcasting the 1 minute mark because it'll start bringing people back at this point.
Okay.
I sent the other warnings, the 10 minute, the 5 and 2 and No, just that one.
Hi, Sharon. It's Marge.
Hi, Marge.
How are you doing? You've done a really good job.
Thank you. I am tired, but I'm doing really well.
That's good.
Can you click your jump yet?
Yes, beautiful. Thank you for taking notes again, Marge. Last year's notes made the minutes very easy, so I'm very grateful.
We've got good ones, so you're welcome, Jim. How are you?
Doing well. Definitely ready for a nice break.
Yeah. The background you've got is enticing.
Yes. No place I'd rather be.
I like the one that Greg's got better.
Yeah, looks like a full, it's just a twin or a full bed now.
Yeah, I realized that it's probably not best. See, what originally I was going to hold up those timing charts that Miles has gotten. They don't work well if you've got a virtual background.
I closed the breakout rooms and it gives them 60 seconds to get back into the room. The main room, so just giving you guys a heads up.
I actually thought that was a real background there for you, Greg, but I'm disappointed.
Yeah, well, it is a real background from years ago, but I plan on getting up there again. Maybe might not be this summer, but maybe next summer. Jim, it's really cool when you start walking down the fairway there. You just kind of, it's like you're playing, Harvey, you know? All of a sudden you disappear before you've even left the frame.
There goes your arm, right? Boom.
Well, it's been a really good day together, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. This has been outstanding. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm from number two. I think we're just coming back.
So?
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
How's Did I Robin? Just hear a request for metal? We're coming back.
So, as I understand this, we just kind of, we wrap up. We thank everybody for a day well spent. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then bring it back tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning.
Well, these items come up in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. We come back in the morning. Yeah.
Afternoon Eastern time.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll wrap up. I want to thank everybody for their participation, for the cast and crew of the ABC Planning Committee and all the cast of characters, I include myself as a character here. We appreciate everybody, definitely. And so we will end with the adapted ACA version of the Serenity Prayer and wish you all a restful time between now and whenever you start again, your time. Deep breath. God,
grant me the serenity
to accept the people I cannot
change, courage to change the one I can, and the wisdom to know
that one is me.
Yeah, baby.
All right. I'll be anxious to hear how the breakout process went, and good luck, everybody. Get some good rest.
Yeah.